Hi, everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Whoo, Messy, this is professional wrestler Jimmy Vian, the Boogie Woogie Man. Tell my people, my brothers and sisters, don't you dare miss Booking the Territory. Oh, yeah.
This is a one-man gang. You're listening to Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of Booking the Territory, the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast. Tonight, we're going to be talking some NWA WCW from March the 7th of 1987. Steamrolling right along in 87. It's getting hot. I'm enjoying it. I don't know about Doc. I don't know about Harper, but I am. That said, Doc, how you doing tonight, man? You good?
I love wrestling, pal, so what do you think? Of course I'm enjoying it. What kind of dumb shit question is that?
You complain a lot, too, so who knows?
Fuck off.
That's all nice.
Right. Offer, you all right, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing right. I'm doing great. I'm ready to get this shit rolling.
You got the Philly hatred out of your heart from last week when you were kind of pissed about Philly?
I mean, yeah. But Philly is the only place I've seen human shit on the sidewalk twice in one day. and I'm not even making that up, bro. I was like, is that a human
and
shit?
And you live in New Orleans.
Yeah. And I saw it twice in one day, bro. What the fuck? Who shits on a sidewalk? I saw it. I was like, man, that's gotta be dog shit. And I'm like, no, dude, that's fucking human shit. Look at it.
Big ass turd like, just sitting there.
Yeah. Huh? I was like, who the fuck's sitting here squatting on the goddamn sidewalk taking a shit?
City of brotherly love,
I guess.
Oh boy. All right, Hoffer, you ready to read this weird news of the week, this Craigslist ad that we got that's titled "Thank you, Riley Arnwine," and a few other people sent this to me as well. It says "Badass Honda 2000 CR500, fast as fuck, $2,800 so Hoffer, do us the honor of reading this hillbilly Honda ad.
All right. Hold on. Damn it.
Okay.
The fuck?
I told him he was going to read it. He's got it.
You might as well have asked him what date the next Wildcat show is.
It's the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
Sure, okay.
There you go. Go ahead, Hop.
Not for kids or pussies. You breathe out the throttle and the four wheels is up. Dropping panties. Go ask your mama. She'll tell you. Suggest you wear a helmet so you don't end up like Superman. If you kick it, better wear MX riding boots. You'll break that wig you call a leg. Oh, you'll break that twig you call a leg. Yes, it's a two-stroke, so you better be mixing gas and slapping ass all day. Ever wonder what it's like to be Michael J. Fox? Well, look no further. Then this is going to shake your arms off.
So wrong.
That's so nice. I was like, where was this going? Like, Back to the Future or something? Wow. Low on testosterone because your wife stole your dignity and sense of being a man again? Well, this is your opportunity to go back in her purse and get your balls back that you should have never given up in the first place. These bikes aren't made anymore, just like women that cook and clean. So just like those women, this beast needs to be chained up every night. Bitch.
It's a real Craigslist ad.
It's almost like Harper is selling a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. Thank you, Riley Arnwine, for the Craigslist ad of the week. Hadn't done it in a while. Couple quick shout-outs. Chris Keese on our Facebook page. He posted on the Facebook page a picture of a photocopy of the words "Be blessed and be a blessing" in his work cubicle. He said he wanted to post, I can't just fuck it up, I got to fuck it all the way up, but he couldn't because, you know, HR might get involved if he put that there. So
you got to keep the shoot job, pal.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. And then Jason Ward, he said, word of advice, do not try to fall asleep listening to BTT. It's hard to fall asleep when I'm laughing hysterically. Like I said, brother, we're just here to be blessed and be a blessing.
Bye, sir, assholes. Yeah, love us so much.
Yeah, you do enough coke, you don't need to go to sleep.
The fuck?
You know what was funny? I was telling Doc something before we get into the meat of the show this week. So recently I posted the Kerry Von Erich promos of the week that we did when Kerry said he wrote a letter to Margaret Love Letter. And when Kevin said he found him a flock of rats, or he was looking forward to finding a flock of rats. And I also posted the one when Kerry said he was a cloud. Remember that one, Hopper?
Yeah.
People on YouTube on one of those videos, I can't remember which one, got pissed off at us because we were making fun of Kerry.
Because we were pointing out the obvious?
That's what I was like. I was like, dude, nobody's like saying, like, we're not insulting him. We're just laughing because it's funny.
Damn,
loosen up, bro. See, this is why it goes back to what Doc said. This is why we can't have good wrestling no more, because everybody gets fucking offended by everything.
Everybody wants good wrestling until something stiff starts happening, and then they get their pussy all in a flare.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, like when I probably like I was sick.
It was funny when you did it to somebody else, but don't do it to me, man.
Like when the fucking Velvet Sky bro hurt that chick. I'm like, bro, this is fuck it, bro.
I'd like to hurt Velvet Sky, if you know what I mean.
Oh, dude, she's hot, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
I think it's those fucking highlights.
It's everything.
And that ass.
Yeah. And everything else.
You two over there okay? I mean, you got the KY out. I mean, you're all over there. Bang.
Oh my god, get this shit.
Oh jeez.
At the show, right? In Philly, they're playing music over the loudspeaker, and it's just cheesy like 80s rock music.
You don't say.
Yes.
Bullet Boys. Bullet Boys.
They played it.
Let me tell y'all what's funny. Every time someone is in their car and they play Smooth Up In You, I get tweets with Smooth Up In You on the BTT Twitter timeline. It's unreal. It's crazy. It's insane.
So here's the thing. It's not like we were making fun of their motorcycle abilities. I'm not the one. None of us are the ones that came to the ring with their boots unlaced to face the world champion.
Boots tied together.
So all I'm saying is this. Don't be mad at us because we pointed out some innocuous things that were funny. Be mad at yourself for picking heroes that let you down.
Well, no, that was the thing. We weren't even making fun of, like,
I love the Bonners. They were my first favorite wrestlers.
But the thing was, we weren't even like making fun of the. We didn't even like make fun of the suicides. We weren't. All we did was point out what's now commonly known as a fact that he was cutting that goddamn promo higher than giraffe pussy.
So here's the thing. By complaining and giving these people a stage, we're as bad as these pussies. We need to stop being pussies. We're dickheads, and if you don't like it, eat a fat bag of dicks.
Yeah.
We ain't going to apologize. And furthermore, I'm stubborn, and these two jackasses are stubborn, too. We're going to dig in and be worse. Wait till this show's over.
Oh, okay.
Bitches.
Well, there's a Cornette promo that I can't wait to play, but we're going to save the very end of the show.
Bleeped out.
I found the original Hopper, and I've got it to play, and it's the promo of the week, and you are going to thoroughly freaking enjoy it. Let me just put it out there now. All right, are y'all ready to do Saturday Night now?
Let's go.
Yeah, sanctioned by the NWA.
All right, so we are jumping into the March 7th, 1987 edition of NWA WCW Saturday Night on TBS, sponsored by you, the patron. If you're not a patron, become one at tinyurl.com/BTTpatron and enjoy all the patron-only content on that side. $2 a month. There you go. tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. You can do more, and we'll throw a t-shirt in there if you do more, but check it out, and please consider becoming a patron. All right, so we jump into this show.
Hold on. Was it just me, or did the entrance music, was it different this week?
Yeah. That's what
the first thing I was going to say.
Yeah, they got a whole new whatever entrance.
Also, to cover all the matches, did somebody forget to screw in some light bulbs, or was it really dark in there this week?
I didn't notice.
I'm with you.
I thought maybe somebody didn't, you know, somebody forgot to get some replacement light bulbs or something. I don't know. Maybe, well, fuck me. Maybe I'm hallucinating.
You did nail it, though. That was definitely the new intro that hit in 87. So the old is it's done at this point. It's over. Now we got the United States of America map and the new music.
So the old
Transformers
theme
soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah, so the old theme did the Von Erich thing.
That's nice, you know?
Tell him, Hopper.
That's real classy.
It is classy.
He's just such an ass, man. He can't help himself.
I know. The guy from CNN that fucking hung himself.
What?
CNN?
Huh?
What was it, Food Network or whatever the fuck he was on?
Man. He's talking about Anthony Bourdain.
I'm like, yeah, who is he talking about? Speaking of classy,
that's the text I got from Menace over here was, hey, you see that Bourdain did the Von Erich thing?
I did not say that.
Yeah, you did. I didn't know who that guy was.
Doc just likes to stir shit. Whatever. All right. Well, like I was saying, so at the top of the show, they do replay Ole slapping the hell out of JJ and Tony being completely shocked. David is losing it too, like we heard last week. And then we saw the new intro, like Doc was saying. And then Tony and David start cutting the intro or the opener of the show. And that's when, about a minute and 40 seconds into it, Ivan and Dick Murdoch and Pietrov come in for a promo, which I am going to play for us right now because I thought it was pretty damn good. So let's give that a listen.
Around the NWA, David.
And a team we want to talk to right now, Ivan Koloff, Dick Murdoch, and Vladimir Pietrov. Ivan?
I'm sure everybody has to agree that the superpowers Nikita and Dusty is a very tough combination. But Nikita, you think it is great because you put the hammer on my throat and you injured my throat. Well, I don't like it. And you're not going to like it whenever your team is not going to be able to enter into Jim Crockett Sr. Memorial Cup in Baltimore, April 10th and 11th, because of injuries that we inflict upon you. We're not only going to take home $1 million American dollars, but the prestigious honor of taking cup and putting it in our trophy case. I don't care if it takes the rest of our lives. What we have to do, you are going to be punished. Both of you, Dusty and Nikita. Listen to what I have to say and listen real close. You look over your shoulder every minute of every day because we are going to get to you. You look at Vladimir. You look at Dick Murdoch. We are now like one unit and we're coming straight at you and we're going to put you down. Someplace.
I have never heard in my life such a bunch of ignorant people in the world. First of all, they're chatting USA, USA. They think it's going to bother me, Tony, a former United States Marine Corps veteran. Then they start hollering, Dusty, Dusty, Dusty. Then they start chatting, Nikita, Nikita, Nikita. Then all of a sudden, it's traitor, traitor, traitor. What Dusty Rhodes, Nikita Koloff, whether it be in Albany, Georgia, Amarillo, Texas, Greensboro, North Carolina, Charlotte, Jacksonville, Florida, anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world, I am getting sick and sick and sick and sick and sick and tired of listening to all these nothing-handed melon farmers sitting out here chanting Dusty, 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 and Nikita, Nikita, Nikita. Now get it together, bring it in a ring, or bring it in saloons, bring it in honky-tonks, and let's finish it and get over with, because we're going to be in one heck of a fight. And shut up, you bunch of gay babies!
Okay, Dick Murdoch, Ivan Koloff, Vladimir Pietrov. Also today for the NWA World Junior Heavyweight title, the champion Denny Brown will defend against Lasertron. That's right here today on this program. Let's go to the ring.
All right, Doc, I'll throw it to you first. What did you think?
What did he say at the end? Shut up, you bunch of...
Would you like me to rewind it? Because
It sounded like he said, shut up, you bunch of kayfabers.
Hold on. Let's see. Let me rewind it back. Here it is.
Ring, or bring it in saloons, bring it in honky tonks, and let's finish it and get over with, because we're going to be in one heck of a fight. And shut up, you bunch of gay babies!
Okay, Dick Murdoch, Ivan Koloff, Vladimir Pietrov.
I don't know.
I think he's supposed to be saying crybabies, huh?
Okay.
Well, that would make sense.
Hey, man, he's got the ultimate Trump card, so to speak, on them. When he's like, yeah, I'm with the Russians, but I was a Marine. What'd you ever do?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I mean, he's got scoreboard on him. And Ivan over there, I like the line Ivan had, which was, you got to look over your shoulder every minute of every day. We're going to put you down. We ain't waiting for the ring, pal. We can get this done anywhere.
Harper, what you got?
He looks like someone's drunk uncle, bro. Because he's wearing that fucking collar shirt.
Yep.
And he looks like he's in his underwear.
Wait for Smoky Mountain, pal.
Oh, my God.
Harper, he does, because he's got that polo on.
And you can't see his, he's just like, I can just picture him holding a beer like he's, what's his name? The cousin from National Lampoon's.
Cousin Eddie.
Yeah, that's what he looks like, Cousin Eddie.
Dude, everything starts out at the family gathering good. And he's like happy and talking about how he's about to get a job. And then by his ninth beer, he's started up on somebody. Aunt Gladys or Cousin Nick or somebody's just catching it because he's got some ideas about how the world is supposed to work.
He sure does. Dude, you know what's funny about that look, Harper? It's that it works whether you're a heel or a face. Because when you're like, if he's a heel like he is here, which I think he's totally
man of the
fantastic.
People, if he's a face,
yeah. Right? Because, man, my grandpa used to freaking dress like that, man.
Yeah,
like walking around the house, and some bitch would have a polo on, walking around in his white tidy whities, like it was nothing. Like, what the hell are you doing, man? My grandma would be like, put some goddamn clothes on. Oh, ain't nobody worried. My grandpa was like that. People would come over, he'd still walk around like that. Like,
you know what his real name was? Boy, this is so old school. Yeah, old school. Hoyt Richard Murdoch.
Wow.
He just sounds like a grandpa. Now, he didn't live long enough to really be one, but that's his fault.
Damn. Wow. All right, so let's keep going then. Lex Luger versus Rocky King. Lex wins with the torture rack. No real big surprise there. I don't know what that fan yelled. There was a fan yelling. I couldn't quite make out what they were saying. But any thoughts on this match, Harper?
No.
Doc, you?
They were chanting for Rocky King in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. Richard Marley.
There was Harper. I showed that Freebirds match with Rocky King, aka Little Richard Marley, to Doc. We cut a patron episode on last week's NWA Saturday Night Show, and I think he had more fun with it than you when the Freebirds beat him up at the end. But
okay, so what I said was Harper, do you remember that metal singer King Diamond?
Yes.
That's what Jimmy Garvin looked like with his face painted up with the stars and bars.
Oh, yeah.
That hillbilly King Diamond.
God, Mike doesn't know who the fuck King Diamond is.
No,
I didn't have a clue. I was like, who?
I know exactly who. Dude, I saw him in concert about 10 years ago at Thousand Blues.
Christ.
Yeah. Y'all are speaking Greek to me.
Man, Harper's a devil worshiper.
I know.
Okay, all right. All right, so nothing on Luger and King. Luger wins, like we said. And then we go to a promo with J.J. Dillon and Lex Luger. Here it is.
Okay, we all saw the top of the program, and that's been a week now.
Yeah, it's been a very, very trying week, Tony Schiavone. You know, when you spend a couple years of your life just kind of basically taking care of the needs of four fantastic individuals, people with a common bond, and yet they still have their individual personalities, their individual needs. You get in the limousine, Tully Blanchard likes to eat the imported caviar. Arn Anderson likes the domestic caviar. I got to make sure the limo driver has everything. A lot of important things to take care of. And last week, man comes out here that I've done as much for as anybody. We didn't show any favorites in the Horsemen. And like I said last week, not to elaborate on it, he embarrassed the Horsemen, he embarrassed me, but most importantly, he embarrassed himself. And I want to publicly say right here now that Lex Luger, through this difficult week, not one time said, I want this or can you do this for me? He was a silent, solid force standing behind me that every time I looked over my shoulder, there was Lex Luger, and I knew he was there if and when I needed him.
You know, there's been a lot of talk. What's the status of the Horsemen? Where do you stand, Lex Luger? Let's make no bones about it. My first intention when I came here was to make a lot of money, win titles, and become a Horseman. That hasn't changed. There's voids to be filled. The total package is the man to fill it. Now let's get it. Why am I the total package? Everybody wants to know. Let's start with background. Athletic background. Professional football for 7 years. I retired early to get in professional wrestling because it's more lucrative. I've been an athlete all my life. Each man that steps in with Lex Luger is a stepping stone. He's a victim to prove not to anybody out there, but to my colleagues, the Horsemen, that I should be a full-fledged member, not an associate. What we have here is a man with family background, educational background. We're talking about physical attributes. There is no man in the sport of professional wrestling that has all that I have. The height, the size, the speed, the quickness, the wrestling ability, the whole thing in one ball of wax. Now, when we talk about to finish off here, exactly what I want to tell everybody out there. JJ's been with me from day one here. He's received calls. I have a broad-based appeal. Advertised agencies from the Big Apple to L.A. Lex, they all want a piece of the action. Commercial opportunities, movies producers, it all goes. But right now, there's one thing that I set my sights on. When I set my sights on something, I get it, and I earn it. And that's to be a Horseman. And that's what I want to be. That's what I'm going to be.
Lex Luger, James J. Dillon. Fans, more action right after this timeout.
Doc, what did you think about that?
That fool's got Tim Horner disease.
With the breathing?
Yeah, he got worse as it went on.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, it wasn't awful. It was just kind of there. But I liked what JJ outlined is the demands that he has to keep this thing on the tracks.
I got something else on Lex, but I want to hear what Hopper's got to say.
Lex, he's at a make money, bro. Fuck Ole.
Wayne, he kind of repeated, remember when he cut this same promo, like, when he first came in?
Football player. Basically, it's the same thing. I'm here to make money. I'm here to join the Horsemen. That's where it is. Yeah. You know, that's where you want to be, yada, yada, yada. It's the same promo.
Doc, I know both of y'all kind of down on Lex, but I will say this. I have to applaud them for bringing him in as a heel, because imagine if they tried to bring him in as a babyface. You'd really be shitting on him.
You'd have been better off bringing in a cardboard box and painting some muscles on it.
Well, so what you do is you bring him in. You know he can't talk all that great. At least that's what I'm thinking. And Dusty, you know, it's all speculation, but it's like he'll be easy to hate because you don't like him right now. Harper don't like him. Like indifferent, but I think for the role he needed to play with the Horsemen, it works. As you keep crapping on him every week. Just my opinion.
You keep making weeks and shoves, I'll keep crapping on him. That's the deal.
Okay. All right. Well, are we good to keep moving, Harper?
Yeah.
All right. So we haven't heard from this man who's about to come out in a while. So let's hear it. And I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to hit play. Here it is.
One of the top stars in professional wrestling with the Shaska.
I'm going to tell you, I got something to say around here. And I want everybody to shut up here, Billy. I got something to say. I'm going to tell you what. I came out here and let everybody know that the Shaska man is going to be on the Jim Crockett Promotions Tour and working at KNO and getting down. Well, I'm going to tell you where I'm heading. I'm heading to Florida because I heard about somebody. That's right, Ron Simmons. I heard about you, sucker. You think you the baddest brother in wrestling. Well, let me tell you, you got another thing coming because you looking at the baddest one. And I know you from Florida State and Tallahassee, one of the greatest football players ever come out of the state of Florida. Big old chest, big and strong, muscular, but this ain't football, sucker. And I might as well tell you, I've been whooping hillbillies a long time, and as might as well I start whooping
whooping heathens, and you the first heathen that I'm going to whoop. I want everybody to know that this man, the Shaska man, coming to Florida, established himself throughout the Jim Crockett Promotions tour, and let everybody know, ha-ha, I'm too bad to be handled, sucker.
Shaska, fans, let's go to the ring.
All right, Doc, you first.
Man, that's the is that the first time we've heard the name Ron Simmons here?
Yeah.
Damn. It's not the first time we'll hear about Florida in this episode, so I guess this is where Dusty is calling down to Florida and trying to get everybody out of there to come to Crockett, huh? Or at least, are they working together here?
Well, they were... I'd have to look at the record book, but I think they were... you heard him say the Florida tour or whatever, so I'm guessing they were working a bunch of cities and towns there.
All right, Marecci, get Mike Smart on this before next week, or Black Marecci, Phil Allen, you get in on this too. Some of y'all figure this shit out so that we can get smart on this. I need somebody to get me a briefing package on my desk
before next Monday morning. You're a damn doctor. Why don't you look it up?
I don't have time. I am busy with strategically value-added activities, sir.
You get to work, and for an hour and a half, you do some strategic thinking first, right?
Of course. I have to get my mind right.
That's a shoot, brother. That's an inside that's an inside joke. But keep going.
Man, I love Pez because he's just, man, that, and I'm going to use the word, but I'm using it in a positive connotation. Whoa. His uppity vibe would have driven so many hillbillies crazy in 1987, 1997, yep. 2007, 2017. See, this is some old hillbilly talking to his wife. See, Martha, this is exactly what's wrong with them.
No, you are so true. You get some racist hillbilly who's like, Martha, that's the problem. You see how uppity he is?
He don't know his place.
Yeah, he don't know his place. That boy right there don't know his damn place.
Boy.
You know good and well somebody was watching that TV and said that.
Not somebody.
Lots of people.
Okay.
That's nice.
Southern Territory. I mean, damn. I know it's a national promotion at this point, but still. Yes. All right, Doc. Anything else before we throw it to Hawk?
No.
All right, Harper, you know, Pez is back. We ain't seen Pez in a while. He's been on Worldwide, but what did you have?
I want to see who him work with Ron Simmons. I want to see this.
I don't think we're going to get to see that.
Oh, no. Man. Why are they talking about it then?
You know, Ron throw the name out there, get the people going to the building. You know the drill.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Harper, before we keep going?
No.
All right, I don't know if I'm going to play this whole thing, but as you all know, we have the Crockett Cup coming up soon in 1987, and they are about to announce the seeds in the tournament. Pay attention to the seeds because there's a couple of things here, one being for our promo of the week that I'm going to play at the very end of this episode related to Jim Cornette's entire promo on this episode. So just pay attention. This is the announcement of the seeds of the Crockett Cup, and here it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tony Schiavone on location in Baltimore, the Little Italy section of Baltimore, world-famous Sabatino's Italian restaurant, where we're here today for the naming of the seeds for the Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup Tag Team Tournament here in the city, April 10th and the 11th. All the wrestling fans all over the world, all the wrestlers all over the world, have been looking forward to this day to name the top seeds for the Cup Tournament. Not only will we find out the top seeds today, but we'll find out a lot of things. Where will the four horsemen be paired? How will they be paired up for this gigantic tournament? And a reminder to you fans, when you're coming to Baltimore in April, make sure you stop by Sabatino's and have a meal, one of the truly outstanding restaurants in this country. Let's go inside right now where the proceedings are going on, the press conference, headed by Rob Gardner, Activities Director for Jim Crockett Promotions, to find out the seeds.
Boy, that certainly was a good dinner. Thank you, Michael Buchanan from Sabatino's. And now, folks, it's time to get down to business. What we all came here for, the top 10 seeds for the Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup 1987. I'd like to make a couple of special introductions first. Our host promoter from Alexandria, Virginia, Gary Jester. and Jim Crockett Jr. and family members, and a special introduction of Mrs. Jim Crockett Sr.
I'm real excited to be here today to find out who the seeds will be in the next tournament. I
Show
had
your
a wonderful
tits.
Time in your only yeah. place what? Here, and I'm looking forward to this tournament and who will
Damn,
receive the
Doc.
Jim Crockett Memorial Cup.
And now, the top 10 seeds for the Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup 1987. Number 10 is Ivan Koloff and Vladimir Petrov. Number 9 is the Mod Squad.
Yeah.
Number 8, Tully Blanchard and Lex Luger. The number 7 seed, Ole and Arn Anderson.
What?
Number 6, the Midnight Express.
Come on, you gotta be Crockett. I'm gonna tell you something. You ain't gonna get away with it this time, Jack. I'm gonna do something about that, brother.
The New Japan Pro Wrestling is having a tournament right now in Japan, and due to the caliber of talent in that tournament, the number 5 seed will be determined as to the winner of that tournament. Number 4, Rock and Roll Express. Number 3, the Road Warriors. Number 2 is Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff. And the number 1 seeds, Rick Rude and Manny Fernandez. There you have the top 10 seeds. And now a special word from Jim Crockett Jr.
No thanks.
Thank you, Rob. Many weeks have gone by since the committee started going over the hundreds of teams that we thought ought to be in there. We have finally selected the 25 teams that will be in the tournament. And today we found out who the top 10 are. The number 25 team, I think, will have as much chance to win it as the number 1 seed. It's going to be a very interesting tournament. On Saturday night, the finals of the tournament, we will also have a World's Heavyweight Championship match. Ric Flair will defend his title against Barry Windham.
Yes, sir. All right, so we got the seeds. Just remember where Cornette's team is in relation to the Japanese team, and that's all I want to say about what I saw. Harper, any thoughts from you?
Was this the last Crockett Cup?
No, there's one. There's another one after this, 88.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What else you got, Harper?
I was just wondering if this was the last one. This is boring as fuck, huh?
Well, Corny's going to give it some life. And then, you know, there is some drama that we need to figure out here because Ole and Arn are slotted together as a team. But, you know,
you
we ain't heard from Arn.
Is still there?
Who?
You think that restaurant's still there?
I have no clue. Google it.
You do it.
Dude, I got no. All right.
All right.
Doc, what you got from this?
This whole thing is stupid. None of these ratings make sense to me. We're just going to give a blanket entry to the Japanese and bullshit.
Yeah, they should come out. They should come in last.
They should earn their spot, right?
Right, exactly. Come in last, motherfucker. We don't know who the fuck y'all are.
Maybe they should. Maybe they should just dive bomb into the tournament.
That's nice.
That's nice. Let me tell you what doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow any logic.
They come to the ring to that old Robert Palmer song, "You Dropped a Bomb on Me."
Can we be serious for a second?
I don't think we can.
Well,
Sabatino's is still in business, my friends.
Okay.
There you
go. There's no logic in the seeding because last year the Midnight were the champs and they were like the number 4 seed.
Right, this shit's as hokey as an after rating.
Paul Jones was happy, though. He got excited.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they got that part right. They should be the number 1 seed.
All right,
they're the
so
champs.
Any other thoughts on the seeding there, or are we going to have some
Well,
fun
you got Ole and Arn together, and I'm not so sure that's going to happen, pal.
Right.
I guess
right.
That's why they said they got, like, one extra team, right? That's like a backup. Didn't you say that?
No, they got, like, 24 teams or 28 teams. Or
yeah, it's okay. Like 24.
I thought he said anyway. There was one alternative team, like a – all right.
He may have, and I'm not remembering, even though I just listened to it. How sad is that, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, we got the memories of fucking old people. Let's keep going. Mike Rotunda versus Thunderfoot 1. Rotunda wins the match. Damn, he damn near used Cena's finisher, but whatever.
Airplane spin, dog.
Yeah. Yep. I actually... I liked Rotunda with... What's his name? In the Varsity Club when they were with Sullivan.
Oh, Kevin Sullivan? Yeah.
That was Harper's prime years of watching this shit.
That was.
It was. We're going to get to it. That's the funny part. We're not that far off, Harper. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
It's like 88 where all that stuff that you remember goes down.
Yeah, so, you know, something like that.
It ain't far off, man. We're like a year away.
I mean, where's the Z-Man? Fuck.
God.
I'm waiting for.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tim Horner and Mike Rotunda are out. I told Doc before we started recording I was going to take a vote on this one.
Well, I have a question first.
Yeah, sure.
Is it Rotundo or Rotunda?
That's what I was wondering. Listen to him. It's got an O at the end, right?
It changed every different month back and forth in PWI when I was a kid.
It's O, right?
They put O in the magazines, but in real life, I think it's A.
Oh. Right. Well, I always would say Rotunda with an A on the end.
You don't know how to speak, though, because you're black and from Louisiana.
Pretty much.
That's two strikes. Okay. Your general stupidity makes it a third.
Are you finished?
It is. His name is Lawrence Michael Rotunda with an A.
There you go. There you go.
Bray White's daddy.
So we're not playing it then.
No.
I didn't realize how short is fucking Horner that short or is Rotunda that much taller?
No, Horner's not a tall dude. I mean, you can see
Horner's probably what, 5'10" on a good day?
That's what I'm guessing. I mean, he stands next to Shivani and Shivani's not a tall man, so
yeah.
I think Rotunda's just a above over 6 feet tall, probably around 6'2" or so. I don't know. What are you looking at it right now, Doc? How tall is he?
Who?
Rotunda.
Rotunda? I wasn't looking at it. I get back there, dude. I got a killer reception here, pal.
Okay.
My internet signal is on fleek.
On fleek, huh? You don't even know what the hell fleek means.
I don't know. What 6'3" is build height.
I said 6'2", so that means he's 6'1". There you go.
Let's see what old Timmy boy is.
He's probably 5'10". He thinks he is.
5'11".
5'11", which means 5'10", maybe 5'9".
Right.
5'10" on tippy toes.
There you go. Well, with his cowboy boots on and his cowboy hat. Can you see that? Can you see that dude with a cowboy hat on?
Jesus. Come on, man. We don't need to invent new things to make fun of him with. All we gotta do is
he was a bounty hunter, right? So maybe he did wear a cowboy hat.
Never mind. Just push play.
Next up, we got Bill Dundee and the Mod Squad. I'm not gonna play it. It wasn't bad, but I mean, I felt like I was watching Lucky Charms and Chips
come on.
Out there cutting a promo.
Bill Dundee would whip your ass even today.
He's hilarious, dude, actually. I love it. I actually like his promos. I just can't get the Lucky Charms dude out of my head now whenever I hear it.
Because he's out there looking like a purple diamond.
He does, dude. And he said, Daddy. And they take himself to Daddy. I think, actually, Bill Dundee is hilarious, man. He cuts good promos. It's just, he's out
that
there with
squad,
the Mod Squad.
That Mod Squad ain't going to cut it for me, though.
Yeah.
And I bet it gave you shivers and all of our black listeners to hear of a criminal police.
Jesus Christ.
Let loose. That's just a shoot for you people every day.
Dude, the first thing I thought of when I played that promo, because I didn't remember, I was like, this shit don't age well. I was like, somebody would, if you had this gimmick right now with like two police officers like that talking about distributing justice on the streets, like the way they cut this heel promo, I'm like, man, the station would get calls, there'd be tweets, cancel his show, all kinds of shit would go down.
Imagine if Big Boss Man and Crime Time were around at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. God, Crime Time. Lord have mercy.
That may be one of the worst ever.
Damn. Harper, you were saying something? I heard you mention something.
Yeah, they remind me of like those turn of the century like strongman guys like in a carnival. That's what they look like to me.
The vaudevillains?
Yeah, something like that.
They do when they're, especially when they had their old gear on where it was just kind of plain.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they're not small dudes.
Back when they were the Jeffers?
Yeah. They did. Halber's right. That's kind of how they look. But now they're in this Chips gimmick.
That's not Chips. Like fucking Punch.
No. Remember Chips?
Eric
the freaking
Estrada?
Yeah.
That show sucked.
You didn't like Chips?
No.
Oh, God. I used to love. Dude, I used to have the fucking Power Wheels Chips motorcycle, bro. With the little car battery. In the back, you go up the driveway.
Of course you did.
Can you see Hopper, big head, little car Hopper, driving up and down? Because Hopper had a big-ass head as a kid, if you ever see pictures of him. Jesus Christ. Driving up and down the streets of Metairie with that stupid-ass Chips motorbike. Jesus. Chips, dude, you can't tell me that's not what that gimmick is. They're Chips.
Yeah, they got the helmets.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is, except they're evil. Shoot.
Evil okay, Chips.
The next match is Arn Anderson versus Mike Jackson. Mike Jackson's just talented. Arn wins with the spine buster. Doc, any thoughts on that match?
Just a good match, but you know, there's that point where Arn catches him with the spine buster, and it's like, yep, that's it, pal.
Yeah.
Harper, you, any thoughts? Yeah, you're damn right about that, man. You hit that. I'm actually looking at it on replay right now. I mean,
he is that spine buster, and that shit is a wrap.
Dude, he planted him. It was vicious. All right. So now we get back into some important stuff of what's going on here. We got Tully and JJ and Lex out there with Tony Schiavone. And so here it is.
Back here with James J. Dillon, Lex Luger, and the world TV champion, Tully Blanchard.
You know, Tony Schiavone, the big controversy, what's going to happen with the Horsemen. The Horsemen are the Horsemen, just like we always have been. But you know, what happened last week has weighed heavily on our minds. But you know, you think about it, and you think back about all the times when Ole Anderson was not there. You know, this is a business. We do this to make money, to buy homes, cars, and provide the lifestyle that we all like. Am I right, James J? The revenues that come back on our business. Ole Anderson, you were part of an elite group that was a money-making unit. A lot of money. And Ole Anderson, you weren't there many times in the corner when we needed. You weren't here on television when we needed. You weren't there when we needed you for a long time. And even when you did come, Ole, you were falling behind and not getting the job done in the eight mans. You weren't keeping up. You weren't going to the gym when you needed to be. You were out doing something else. Well, Ole Anderson, if that snotty-nosed kid of yours, and I say it again, and where are you today to cheap shot me out here with my clothes on? Ole Anderson, you want to cheap shot somebody, you do it in the ring just like we've always done it. That's what the Horsemen live by 24 hours a day. Is that the way you wanted to come out here? James A. Dillon isn't a wrestler. He's a mental giant. He's a financial wizard. That's what he does. That's what we pay him for. Not to come out here and get beat up and slapped by you because you're running out and having a damn tinter tantrum. Ole Anderson, you think about all those things when you're sitting there at breakfast and you can't afford to feed that snotty-nosed kid of yours because you're not a horseman. You think about it.
Fans, we'll be back with our World Junior Heavyweight title match right after this.
Well, damn. Doc, you first.
That is, without a doubt, in the year and a half we've been doing this, the best promo Tully's cut, and he's cut a bunch of good ones. Damn. This is a business, pal. You were off like, trying to win Father of the Year. That ain't what this is about. Glorious when he says, you want to jump me outside the ring? We always do it in the ring.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Dusty might have something to say about getting jumped in a parking lot, but we'll overlook that. That's great. And the one thing I love, and it was very subtle that he didn't do, was when he was talking about it being a business, He said for the lifestyle that we like and the houses we want to pay for, he didn't mention the wives and the kids because they're out running a Space Mountainette tour, and that would have, like, how can you have both? So it would have been real easy to say comfortable things there, but that wouldn't have fit the storyline any. So I thought Tully was fantastic here. I thought that was awesome, and he just told you. He's out of the Horseman is continuing, and you ain't in it.
Yeah, he did. Harper, what did you have from it?
Yeah, like what it says, if you want a cheap shot, somebody do it in a ring. That's what we do. I'm thinking, nah, I seen the video, bro.
State's evidence, pal.
Yeah.
I agree. Harper, what else you had?
And it's like, how you going to beat up on fucking JJ, man? He's a financial genius. Leave that motherfucker alone.
He's a mental giant.
Yeah, call him.
I agree, man. Tully's preaching here. I mean, he's talking about we're in it for the money, houses, cars, and then he was full of it with the cheap shot too. Because the other part to that is we don't jump people outside the ring. We only do it in the ring. Well, one, y'all made the point already. There's video evidence you jump people outside the ring, but that's neither here nor there. The other part is. Ole didn't cheap shot him. He got in his goddamn face and said, is there something you want to say to me?
I think he's talking more about JJ when he kind of just slapped JJ out of nowhere. Because we talked about, you and I talked about how that was a baller move on Ole to just walk up and go, you got something you want to say to me?
It still ain't a cheap shot. You walked up to him and got in his face and said, you got something to say about my family? And JJ kind of like, well, you know. He cheap shot him. He was looking at him in his eyes. He didn't hit him behind.
That looked like a cheap shot to me, pal.
That ain't no cheap shot. If I walk up to you and get in your face and tell you something and I punch you where you can see it coming, that ain't a cheap shot. A cheap shot is if you got your back turned.
You're not that dumb. And you're pretty dumb.
You know what I'm trying to say. I think that was beautiful. That's what made it great.
Tully gets the Rolex, right?
Well, not quite. Are y'all ready to keep going?
I think we should.
All right, because up next is Arn Anderson. Now, we ain't heard from Arn since all hell broke loose.
I wonder what he's got to say about this. They're family, you know.
Well, let's hear what Arn's got to say.
Okay, J.J. Tully back out here this time. They have Arn Anderson with them.
Tully, to what I consider to be true friendship, this week you showed me a few things that I really didn't know. You may help me to show me the light. You see, every arena I've been going to all across this country the past week, the questions have all been the same. Where do you stand? Well, you see, two short years ago, I came to Jim Crockett Promotions, a veritable unknown. They said, who is this kid with a big mouth, claims to have all this ability, claims his name's Anderson. Nobody knows who he is. Well, through hard work and dedication, I showed to people throughout this country and world that I'm truly an Anderson. That I'm truly capable of holding up the Anderson name. You see, the Anderson name means tag team wrestling. That's what I said my whole life. My whole life's goal was to be the finest tag team on earth, just like the name Anderson implies. And you, Ole, were doing other things at the time, but you saw a chance through me. Through me, Ole, you saw a chance to rise the Anderson name to its former prominence. Well, Ole, I set my whole crescendo, my whole life's work at that very thing. And on one ill-fated night, Starrcade 86, my chance, Ole, in immortality, disaster struck. You see, when the 1-2-3 came, anybody can get beat, Ole. I understand. Anybody can get beat. I looked into your eyes. I didn't see that fire, Ole. The fire was no longer there. Because you see, I knew it was over then. Because when an Anderson gets beat, the fire burns ever more intensely. So I knew it was all over then, Ole. You see, what happens now is I've got to prove myself all over again. Maybe you were thinking about your kid, Ole. Fine, well and good. I'm family too, Ole. I'm family too. What about me? Don't I count for anything? After all the hard work, don't I count too? So you ask me where I stand. Well, Ole, all I can tell you and the entire world is I've worked too hard. I had to prove myself once. I can do it again. I'm that good.
Nikita Koloff, I'm directing this to you. Since I've got to prove myself all over again, I might as well take that prestigious U.S. heavyweight title. So the bottom line is, the $64,000 question is, where do I stand? I have always been, I will always be an Anderson, and I will always be a horseman.
Hey, from this point on, the horsemen are your family. We wash our hands of Ole Anderson.
All right.
All right.
Okay, there you heard it right there, fans. From Arn Anderson with the Four Horsemen. Let's go to the ring for our World Junior.
Well, I think we got an answer. Harper, what did you have?
Yeah. I love how he says, we're not your family. It's almost like a gang.
Yeah, our cult.
Yeah, we're not your fucking family. Fuck that guy. He
the
wasn't
mob.
There for you.
Mm-hmm. The mob. Like this, you could hear that in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
In fact, you did hear that in The Sopranos when they would initiate people. We're now
right.
your family.
Yeah, when they made him a captain and shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, dude, when he says, when an Anderson gets beat, the fire burns immensely to be fucking better. That shit's great.
Dude, he was rolling. Mm-hmm. That was great. He was.
It is like you were there for your family, bro. You know, what the fuck am I, motherfucker?
That's exactly what he told him. He just didn't say it in those words.
Yeah.
I like the part too where he basically told Ole that Ole used him because he was a young and hungry wrestler.
Yeah. Called him a chicken hawk.
A chicken hawk. Like on a foghorn leghorn?
Something like that.
Right.
Well, Doc, what did you have from it that we haven't already said?
I'm family too, Ole. What about me?
Yeah.
God dang.
Bitch.
The only thing that I didn't like is he talked about Ole's kid, but that's his family too. So he should have like pointed something that way. But
see, I like that he sounded like a crybaby a little because I think that works for him.
Well, he's still young. He just doesn't look it.
Right. What's he, 28 here? Like, it's ridiculous. Arn looks, I mean, if you put it side by side, we've said this a bunch of times. If you took a picture of Arn right now and put it next to him right here, he looks like he's aged 10 years. it's absurd. I mean, God.
So, the other thing here is just that, you know, this angle, in their world, it's not that long, but I mean, that was 4 months ago. Hey, man, I looked at you 4 months ago, and I knew you didn't have it anymore. That's pretty awesome, too, because it's not just.
What do you mean 4 months ago?
He's talking about Starrcade when they got beat by
right.
the Rock and Roll Express.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at you and you didn't have it. I mean, it isn't like, oh, you made me mad on this house show and now we're split up. This is the seeds of discontent have been bubbling for months.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. No, I hear you.
And so we got the news, man. Tully and Arn are now speaking for the Horsemen. What are they going to do in the Crockett Cup, pal?
Yeah, who's going to fill in a void?
I know.
Right.
Who?
So,
Jesus.
So we're going to have to wait and see, but I will tell you this.
Buy a ticket.
I will say this. Here's something for you for next week. Wait till you hear Ole's response.
Oh, fuck.
Holy crap.
Let's just do it tonight.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a babyface promo. Like, it's freaking fantastic. But
he probably had to reach deep inside his soul to pull one of those off.
Dude, it was excellent. So wait till you see it. All right. Well, we'll go to the next match because Ole laid it down right there. He is a horseman. That is his family.
Arn. You said
Arn,
Ole.
I'm sorry. You're right. Arn laid it down. He's a horseman. It's his family. And he wants nothing to do with Ole at this point. So there you go. The next match, Tony was about to say, is Denny Brown, who just smoked him a bowl, because that's what he looks like. World Junior Heavyweight Champion versus Lasertron.
Hey, pal. Hey, pal. You said you wanted little Doc's offspring on the air one time when she comes in here. So, hey, say hi.
Hi.
There she is.
I almost said her name. I'm glad I didn't while we're recording. But hi.
She's gone now. She ain't got time for this. She ain't got time for this nonsense,
dude. I know one time Doc's son was on while we were testing some audio, and they destroyed one of Doc's headsets because he was playing tug of war. But I was like, dude, can you tell your kid not to freaking, you know, treat your headset like a wishbone? Good Lord. But anyway, he wanted to record. He wanted to be on. But yeah,
he keeps asking me what a territory is.
That's nice.
I say, well, a relic of a bygone time, son.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't even worry with it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Danny Brown and Lasertron. Now, Lasertron, for those who don't know, is Hector Guerrero.
Yeah.
They go almost in.
His name in the
they
match.
Sure did. Did you hear it, Offer?
Tony Schiavone is like, hey, they're cheering on Lasertron. You hear Hector.
some dude in the crowd, I don't have the timestamp, goes, beat him up, Hector. Like, okay.
I wonder how they do. Was it that obvious? Because I had no clue.
See, I already knew when I was going into it, but I don't remember.
I don't remember him looking that, like, you know, jacked and defined.
He's pretty cut.
Yeah, he is. Right. I don't know, dude.
Because he's not built like that when he's in Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
No, he's a little bit more trim there. He's smaller.
This is what happens when old people try to connect with children, though.
Yeah, fucking Lasertron. It's like, dude, this generation... the 80s version of fucking Glacier, where like Glacier was like, hey, Mortal Kombat is the big video game. Let's have Glacier. He's going to be like Sub-Zero. It's just like, hey, Transformers is fucking real big. If they have Megatron, we're going to have fucking Lasertron. It's just what the fuck? And then fucking Danny Brown looks just like fucking Eddie Money. The fuck? A picture going, take me home tonight. Jesus.
So, he looks like he just smoked a bowl with me every time I see him.
Yeah, he looks like a high Eddie Money with a non-wandering eye, but whatever.
He pretty much has the same physique as him, too.
Oh man.
What?
I don't know. Lasertron's a problem though. Not Hector. Hector's great.
Yeah.
It's the gimmick
Let's give it away. He wins the belt. This is the first title change since December of 86 when the Rock and Roll lost the tag belts to Rude Manny on a first title change on this show is what I'm saying. Not
yeah, I was gonna perform to like transform and like fly out the ring.
Yeah, why not?
Well, he's the champ. He's the champ. So we will keep going. I'm going to skip for us right now the Cornette, Big Bubba, Midnight Express promo because that's our promo of the week. So we will come back to that. So hold your horses on that one because it's really good. We'll do it at the end of the show. We are going to go now to Paul Jones, Rudy, and Manny. I want to ask Doc, though, because he and I were talking beforehand. Doc, did you vote to play this one?
No.
All right. I didn't either, and it was because basically they're just kind of gloating about being the number one seed in the tournament. Did you have anything from it, Hopper?
No, it's the same. It's, you know.
Tell them about it.
Yeah, tell them. Wow, you know, we're the rock and roller. We're the heavy metal.
R&R is the awesome twosome, baby.
Yeah.
Yo, Doc, you sound like Manny. Off the twosome, baby. Dude, I'm telling you, I think Manny listens to this show, man.
Rock and roll is out. Heavy metal is in. Here's the thing, because we heard Shivani do the show
where they covered this.
And here's one of the things that you said and I agree with. So here's a high water mark in our show. You and I are getting ready to agree. Manny's real good until he goes too long. Like Manny issued, maybe you should play it, because he issues one line there, and I'm like, if it has stopped after that line, his promo would have been awesome, but he keeps talking.
Okay. No, play it. It's not bad. Here it is.
Play it.
And a lot of smiles out here today because, Paul Jones, you got what you want, the number one seed for the tournament.
Ability cannot be denied. I knew it deep down inside that my team would be number one because, let's face it, they have the speed of the Rock and Roll Express, the ability and the strength of the Road Warriors, the notoriety of Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff, all put into one package. And let me tell you something, this momentum will take them all the way to the cup and the $1 million. Oh, I know. There's going to be teams that are way down the ladder are going to try to eliminate the world champions before the cup. Well, you better kiss that idea goodbye because the momentum is starting right now because they are going to cripple their opponents until a cup, so they'll be in tip-top shape to take the note.
That's right, Paul. You hit the nail on the head. It ain't no surprise for the Protection Agency to be the number one seed in the most prestigious tournament of all. But, you know, it is an honor, Tony Schiavone. I must say that. You know, Bull, I just can't even comprehend the fun that we're going to have with that $1 million. But you know what's going to be more fun? Rubbing out each and every team on the way to the final match. Now, the 10th and 11th in Baltimore is going to be the biggest day of our life. But we got a few big days leading up to it. Talking about next Friday when we demolish the Rock and Roll Express in the nation's capital. Or next Sunday when we rub out the Legion of Doom in their own home place, Minneapolis. How about it, Bull?
You know something, baby? What you're talking about when we come to Washington, it's going to be worse than the Iran deal. You see? And then when we come to Minneapolis, we're going to run all over the Road Warrior. You know, Jim Crockett, you can get all the big, bad guys you want. You understand that, punk? And you know, you can put him up against a talented little bitty guy that can stretch everyone you want to see. But I'm going to tell you something. When you see this number one, you did the right thing, baby. Because we deserved it, we earned it, and we're going to be. And when we walk out with your cup, we might just come and put it over your head to let you know how much we appreciated that you let us be number one, see? Because there ain't nobody, but nobody can stop R&R. Not even rock and roll. So when it's over, said and done on the 10th and 11th, you will see that Mr. Jones has not only the best team in professional wrestling, but the best team in the world. So heavy metal is here to stay, and rock and roll and everybody else. Went away, so jump on it if you want to take a ride on the long, hard R&R Express. Daddy.
Okay, fans, let's go back to the ring.
Uh-oh. Mercy, well, Daddy.
You were supposed to tell me, like,
oh, back when he said he was going to take that cup over to Crockett's house and stick it on his head.
Well, Harper and I talked about it last week, too, along with when I talked to you about it with you on the Patreon episode. Tony Schiavone was saying on his show a couple weeks ago, Dusty would be on the back, or in the back, on the headset, and he would tell the camera operator and the producer out there when to wrap it up. And I really think just the fact that Manny's not a bad talker, I just think he was waiting to be wrapped up every time, and that's why he would keep going. Because it would be one thing if he only did it one time, but he's done it. He does it, like, constantly. So I really think he's just waiting to be wrapped up, and that's why he would keep going. But
you know what else?
My thought on it.
At the beginning of that promo, he sounds like Scott Steiner.
Yeah, he does to a certain extent.
Yeah, I agree. He definitely does. No doubt. No doubt. For sure. Harper, did you have anything else from it?
No.
Doc, you?
No, sir.
All right. Well, I'm having trouble getting into our next time.
Jesus.
Always something. Jesus Christ.
Most unprofessional podcast.
I mean,
you damn right it is.
Prove it.
You damn right it is. All right, so the next match is Jimmy Valiant versus Tommy Angel. Poor Tommy Angel was done inside of a minute. Valiant wins.
Kiss my ass.
Right, pretty much. There is a promo with Lucky Charms talking for the Barbarian who's out there now. Dundee was funny here talking about redneck kids and hillbilly kids. I'm not going to play it, Doc, but did you have any thoughts from it?
No, not really.
Yeah. He popped me. He was talking about rednecks and hillbillies. Barbarian versus Randy Mulkey. Barbarian defeats Randy Mulkey with a tombstone pile driver and then a flying
that was something, huh?
Top rope. Yes, it was. Poor Mulkey. God damn. Dusty Rhodes and Nikita are out next. I've got Dusty queued up to play, and here he is.
American Dream.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You know, Nikita Koloff being Americanized, but going all over the country, one thing sticks in my craw. The Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup coming up in Baltimore. Number 2 seed, somewhere in there. Ivan Koloff, Pietrov, and Dick Murdoch, you're going to find a way, I hope, a way to stay long enough to see me and Nikita, because you said, Pietrov, you came to this country for Nikita Koloff. Weeks, months have went by. You have yet to dog him. You understand what I'm saying? You have yet to dog him. He's here for you. Murdoch, my gut turns over every morning when I get up and I look at the scrapbooks and I look at the things that we used to do, knowing now that money, jealousy has intrigued your mind and changed you into nothing but a yellow dog. So in that tournament, hopefully, you can stay around long enough to find out what it's like to meet the superpowers. And tomorrow night, Orlando, Florida, the Dream is coming home.
Okay, fans, Dusty and Nikita, let's go.
All right, Doc, thoughts on Dusty right there.
Can you imagine if they actually played that out and had Pietrov and Nikita fight a match?
Does that answer your question?
That'd be a problem, dude.
Damn, they don't even get a chance to work?
Do you want to see that match?
Oh, God. Well, dude, imagine got Nikita having to fucking carry somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Rick lugged him through matches. Can you imagine him trying to lug Pietrov through a match? Well, Jesus.
Let's do this. Let's say this though. What? Nikita ain't terrible.
He can't lead a guy like Pietrov through a match.
But if you think about it, Nikita was a heel, so there was plenty of times when he was in the ring with babyfaces where he was kind of leading the way a little. Mm. Obviously not with Rick when Rick turned, but. And I say leading, I don't mean like in a way Rick would. My point is like he could get in there with some guys and do some things with. Dude, him and Pietrov? Oh no.
No.
There's nothing I want to see about that.
Mm-mm.
Not even close. Jesus. All right, Harper, anything else from that promo?
Could you picture like Dusty sitting at his house in Texas with the scrapbook and like just like flipping through it like, you asshole.
And then getting mad and slamming it shut and throwing his whiskey ass into the fireplace.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Speaking of, man, we're like a couple years removed from Dusty's passing, so RIP Dream. Yeah. Next match is Baron Von Raschke and Wahoo McDaniel versus Rick Sullivan and Randy Barber. And Baron and Wahoo win. So, Doc, thoughts, anything?
Nope.
All right. We shall keep going. There's a Baron Von Raschke promo. I got no notes for it, so we're going to keep moving. How does that sound, Harper?
That sounds perfecto.
Great. We then have Vladimir Pietrov, Ivan Koloff, and Dick Murdoch versus Alan Martin, Zane Smith, and I think it said Cougar K. Don't ask me who Cougar J. I'm sorry. Don't ask me who Cougar J is. I don't know, but he took a beating. Took a really good beating. Russians and Murdoch obviously win. Doc, any thoughts before we keep going?
Not one.
Harper?
Shit, no.
Barry then comes out in a match. He defeats Chance McQuaid pretty quickly. Harper, any thoughts from that?
I don't.
All right. I'm gonna pass too.
Yeah. We're just moving through this one. Barry does cut a quick promo after the match. I'm not gonna play
that's,
it. It was
that's great for him.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it's not that it was bad. It just was like,
here, let me sum it up
minute.
For you. The Crockett Cup, I'm going to be the champion. I'm going to fight Ric Flair. There you go.
Sound about right, Harper?
Yes.
Well, Brad does the same thing up next. He's actually building up. This is what I wish we could see. Because actually, Brad cuts a promo after, which was pretty good. But he's just building up the Sunday edition on TBS where he's going to face Tully for the TV title. But
I want to see that.
I would love to see that, but the Sunday edition is not on the WWE Network.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. So, Harper,
email me a copy, Marecci.
Harper, did you like that promo though? Was it pretty good from Brad?
Yeah, it was great.
Yep. Ronnie and Ronnie and Jimmy Garvin versus Larry Stevens and Daryl Dalton. The Garvins win with no problem. Lots of stretching going on. Ronnie gives Dalton some chin nuts, and then there's the one.
Why did the Garvins fight out of the heel side?
I don't know, but chin nuts were handed out.
Well, of course.
Harper, do you remember last week when he really gave him some chin nuts?
That guy. When he put his nuts like legit on his face.
Dude, so Doc, we're recording this before that one's released, but literally, Harper, I had to go back and play it for Harper while we were doing the show. Or not for Harper, for me. He's like, did you see him? He literally put his balls on the guy's chin.
Yeah.
I was like, no,
he's
didn't.
He's like, lick him, bitch.
So I rewound it and watched it while we were recording. I was like, oh, my God. That is the quintessential picture of the chin nuts. It was glorious. So that guy last week got some sweaty balls on his chin. We'll keep going, though, because we do have one more promo before we get out of here, or before we finish up and wrap up this episode. It's Jimmy Garvin, Ronnie Garvin. Let's play it. Here it is.
Pretty awesome out there for both
of you.
Don't
turn your back on my brother, Tony Schiavone. Are you crazy or something? You got to be some kind of fool to turn your back on Ronnie Garvin to start with. Let me tell you something. Everybody knows that gorgeous Jimmy Garvin and Precious have been around the world several times. We've had a lot of experience. We've done a lot of things. But ladies and gentlemen, I got to make a testament to you today, and that is that teaming up with my brother Ronnie, I have seen some phenomenal feats. I have seen some savagery like I've never seen it before. I'd like to say that at night when I go to bed, I think about the cage match between Hands of Stone and Jimmy Cornette.
I love it.
Because that is going to be something. I also think about all the cards and letters that Ronnie and myself and Precious got while Ronnie was making his recovery, which he did a fantastic job. Right. And I'd like to congratulate him on that right now. The fact is this, there's a lot of things coming up. Cornette's coming out here telling you people that there's not going to be no cage match, that his lawyers are going to take care of everything. Well, let me tell you something. His lawyers maybe can take care of a lot of things. But as everybody knows out there, anybody that knows Ronnie Garvin, Hands of Stone, it's going to take him a little bit more than a few lawyers to stop him.
That's right. You know, and again, I'd like to say thank you for all the cards and the letters. All I appreciate the fans being behind. And I'm going to tell you, Jimmy Cornette, you come out here and you say that women are made for cooking and cleaning.
Right.
Well, obviously, you've had a lot of practice about cooking. The way you look, and I don't know about cleaning because you don't smell so good. But I'm going to tell you something.
Come on.
And you better put it on the calendar and remember the words I'm saying that you're going to pay. You see, as long as I've been in professional wrestling, nobody's ever done that to me. I don't mind going out there and get my butt whipped. I don't mind that at all. As a matter of fact, it's been done before. But when a little weasel like you, had nothing happening, comes out here, throws fire in my face, trying to blind me, that cage match boy, you're going to remember it. You can't get out of it, lawyer, mother, or not.
We'll see you next week, fans.
All right, well, I like Garvin at the end there, man. It's a little bit of witty lines talking about Corny stinking and, you know, doesn't know nothing about cooking and cleaning or whatever.
They should have ended this show after Arn cut that promo. They should have gone off the air.
That was so, yeah, that was, God.
The last 30 minutes of this was like, come on, dude.
Yeah, it was, the last 30 minutes were a struggle. I mean, the only decent thing was Garvin at the end with that witty line.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, man. Yeah. That was it.
I know. I watched it.
Okay. Well, being that you watched it, what are you going to rate it?
A B.
All right. Harper, what about you?
I'll give it a B. I mean, fucking Arn was fucking great. And Tully.
See, that's where I struggle, Harper, because I want to give it a B. But, God, man, that Arn and Tully promo. God, Shaska.
I wish I could give
something
higher.
Because... I wish you to just watch the whole thing. That's what I hope.
I mean,
kayfabe, brother.
You had fucking Lasertron. That was
true.
Great.
A plus.
Because when I heard Lasertron, I was like,
okay,
hold on. What?
We also didn't get the corny piece because they're
saying. Oh!
So maybe we should up this. I was on what we did, but if you bring corny back in, I'm going to say B plus.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say B plus too.
Okay.
Would you say Harper's sticking with a B?
Yeah.
All right. Who gets the Rolex, Doc?
Man, that's tough because I really want to give it to Tully. Really bad. But I think you got to give it to Arn because he broke away from his flesh and blood to stay with the Horsemen.
I'm giving it to Arn too. Who are you giving it to, Harper?
Fucking Arn Anderson gets it, man.
Right. How can you not give it to him?
He turned his back on his family. Fuck you.
For his real family.
Yeah. Fuck you and that rat bastard kid.
Damn. Rat bastard.
He's got a point.
Is he the same one that
was to Smoky Mountain?
Right.
I wondered that, but I didn't know. I don't know. Because was it one appearance he made in early Smoky Mountain, Doc?
I don't remember, but he comes back later.
Right. Well, no. That's why I said early. I wanted to specify.
I don't remember. I don't know, man. I'm high.
Yeah, I think it was like just one, but yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's the same one he's talking about. It may be. I mean, this is 87. No, we're talking 92. That would only be 5 years later. I don't know how old he was when Ole's talking about him here. So I don't know. It could be. Who knows? All right. Anything else before we wrap up and go to the promo of the week?
Take us on over there, pal. Whisk us away.
All right. Well, let me get it set up. And since there's no interview or guest this week, hold on one second while I get that all set up for us and get it pulled up so that we can go through this greatness. That was Jim Cornette. So, hey, you got anything you could fill the time up with, Doc, while I'm pulling this gimmick up here? Just asking. I mean, can you help a brother out? I mean, I know you're not usually good at stuff like that, but I'm just curious, Doc. Can you help me? Anything?
So, Harper, tell us about what's going on the, what is it, the 23rd of June for Wildcat.
The 23rd, bro.
What's going on? Where are we at?
We have X-Rated at the Shamrock.
That's at that bar, right?
Yeah, that's a bar show. It's a 21 and over, so the rat bastard kids got to stay at home and watch fucking TV.
X-Rated means somebody's going to get fisted, right? Tennessee Torpedo?
I hope it's Luke.
All right. Wow. He went up there and lost in Philly, didn't he?
Yep.
Way to go.
What an idiot. And y'all should go watch that shit on fucking Vimeo. $10, man.
iPay-per-view.
That's right. An iPay-per-view. This is a big deal. $10, man.
Do you
want to
give out the correct link this time? Because I noticed last week, which that show hasn't dropped yet, you gave out the incorrect link.
What'd I give out?
You just said vimeo.com/wildcat with a K, and it's not that. When I saw it posted, it's something else.
I don't know. Fuck it. Just go on Vimeo and fucking look for it, you asshole. Why is that so hard? If I say, hey, go see my movie, it's on Netflix, but you gotta type such and such movie /Netflix.com. Go on fucking Netflix, type it in the fucking search, and there it is. Why is that so fucking... Go on Vimeo where it says search. You click on it. Type in Wildcat Philly. Boom. There it is. Jesus Christ. I gotta tell you how to do fucking everything? Fuck!
What's he gotta do? Come over to your house and watch that shit with you?
Yeah.
I love that. I also love that Mike backed the guy who lost up in Philly. Way to go, Mike. Way to put our show in the losing side. And those jackasses over at the two-man are on the winning side.
Actually, I got to talk to Luke about that because I want to know what the hell went down. I'm still unclear on that. But anyway.
You know what they always say? You know what they say, pal? The money's in the comeback.
The money's in the rematch, bro. Right,
get that thing down. Get that thing down in New Orleans and see what happens.
Yeah,
you damn right about that.
Fuck, it bleeding all over the goddamn place.
I bet they were.
Yeah, Shane was fucking. He was fucking busted open.
Well, the bastard hung up on me, so I'm glad it happened to him. I hope he was busted up even more.
He's my new hero.
But I tell you, he's a very convincing heel. I did fucking commentary for that. I was like, damn, Shane's good, man.
He's all right.
Yeah. Oh, look at you! Your pussy's all sore because
he's in his 50s, man. I could take him.
Oh, maybe after he's done with Luke, he'll save a little bit for you.
Well, I mean, I'm supposed to be scared of Shane Douglas, who's 53-54 years old. Hell no.
That's the franchise.
No kidding.
He can remember my name.
That's a great. That's a great entrance,
dude. It was great. Because I'm sitting there watching it, and it's like, boom, boom, boom. And he comes out right the right fucking time. It's like, fuck yeah.
That organ, that deep, deep purple organ, and then it hits, and it's got that bass line. It's awesome, man.
I mean, I like Shane. He just shouldn't have hung up on me.
You shouldn't have made him.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Shouldn't have been disrespectful.
I hear that. All right. So, before I forget, make sure you go to tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. By using our Amazon referral link, that is a great way to support the show. You don't spend anything extra except for what you're buying on Amazon. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Great way to support this show. Basically, like I said, not spending anything extra. We get a little bit of small kickback in return from them. So if you use it, thank you. Give it to your wives and girlfriends and anyone else who uses or buys anything from Amazon. Go buy Bobby Blaze's book, our good friend Bobby Blaze out there, who Pin Me, Pay Me is such a great book. So go buy it on Amazon, amongst any other things that you could buy there. tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. All right, y'all. So during the main portion of the show a little bit ago, we completely skipped the Jim Cornette promo. And the reason I wanted to skip it was because I hadn't really pulled the promo of the week. And the reason was, as soon as I was watching this episode, I noticed that they bleeped something out from Cornette on the network. And I was like, okay, I got to find the original. So I did find the original on YouTube. And once I heard what he said, I was like, oh, fuck no. We are playing this for the promo of the week because I'm sure Doc and Harper would love that. So with all that said, Doc, do you have anything before I hit play on the real version that aired on TBS on Saturday, March 7th, 1987?
I think you should hit play.
All right, Harper, you too? You just want to hear it?
Yes.
All right, so here it is. This is from the March 7th, 1987 episode of Saturday Night. It's Cornette and the Midnight Express, and Cornette is pissed off that his team is the, what was it, Doc, the number 5 seed?
Yeah, well there's 6, and the Japanese are 5th.
Okay, they're 6, so he's mad overall about the 6th seed. So here it is.
Bro. They're not even in the top 5.
That's some bullshit.
That like, kind of is some bullshit if you think about it. They're the Midnight Express, dude.
He's got a legitimate complaint here.
Yes.
He really does. He really does. And I know Cornette's a friend of ours, but he's got a legit complaint. So here it is. This is Jim Cornette. He is pissed.
Cornette, the Midnight Express, and Big Bubba.
It's nice to see somebody get something around here. They stuck it to us again.
Okay,
Tony.
I saw you walk out of the press conference.
You were there. They stuck it to us again. Instead of seeing us number 1 in the tournament like they should have, they put us at number 6. Who'd they put in front of us? Number 5, a couple of slant-eyed Japs. The only problem we'd have with them, when we beat them, we'd have to give them our dry clean and hope it got back before 5 o'clock. Number 4, the Rock and Roll Express. We beat them for the World Tag Team title on national TV. Beat them so many times they're sick and tired of beating them. Number 3, the Road Warriors. They couldn't beat us in title matches. They couldn't get rid of us in scaffold matches. They couldn't do it. They couldn't get the job done. They tried to get rid of the Midnight Express and couldn't do it. So they shouldn't be above us. Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff. Dusty Rhodes, his best friends are turning on him. He's got his mind elsewhere. He ain't gonna know what's going on. The other idiot, he's standing there like this all the time with splatter his nose all across his face. Manny Fernandez and Rick Rude seated number 1. They're the World Tag Team Champions, so that makes a little sense. But last year, we were the World Tag Team Champions. Were we seated number 1? No. It's a conspiracy against us. It's a conspiracy against the Midnight Express. That just proves my point. And Jim Crockett's behind it. That no good rip-off artist, that crook. And we're going to do something in that tournament to make everybody stand up and take notice. We're going to win the thing. And Crockett, I will have your $1 million in my pocket because that'd give me more satisfaction. Forget about the money. And then, the good Goofy Garvin brothers. I know they're going to be there, too. Let me tell you something, Ronnie Garvin. You think you look bad now. You wait till we get finished with this time. You're talking about going all over the country, getting revenge, going all over the country, finally trapping me in a cage match. Well, let me tell you something, Ronnie Garvin, and you tell that backstabbing brother of yours this, too. The Midnight Express right here are more than capable of taking care of a half-fried idiot that got hit once with a cosmic fireball and didn't learn his lesson. And gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, you're so proud of them pretty good looks and all that hair. I wonder what he'd look like with that beard singed off. Jimmy Garvin, there might, just might be a cosmic fireball out there with your name on it if you keep messing with the Midnight Express and Precious, arf, that dog that he brings around with him. Let me tell you something, Precious, darling. You get in my way and I'll slap your face because women shouldn't be in professional wrestling in the first place. I've always said it. They're good for cooking and cleaning. I can't think of another use for a woman any time in life. But let me tell you this, Garvin, look out, and the Crockett Cup is coming to us, Jim Crockett, whether you like it or not.
Jim Cornette, the Midnight Express, and Big Bubba Webb.
Okay, so you heard what was bleeped out. Your first thoughts, Harper?
Yeah, that's what I thought that was blurped out. I thought he said Japs.
He said slant-eyed.
Oh, we call him slant-eyed Japs?
Yes.
God damn. I thought he just said Japs.
No, he said slant-eyed, and the only thing they can do for him is pick up their dry cleaning.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What about making donuts?
They do donuts, too?
Do you need to hear it again, Harper?
No, he heard it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He's got legitimate bitches, though. Last year, when he was the champ, they weren't rated number one. That wasn't right.
Right. Yeah. It's completely logical why he's pissed off. I totally agree.
Yeah, it's true. They should at least, I can see four or three, but fucking six?
The Midnight Express are sixth.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with that?
That doesn't work. That doesn't work for me, pal.
What's ahead of them? Some fucking slant-eyed Japs. What the fuck?
Dude, can you imagine? This deserves the old Steve Austin line, Doc. Where imagine if Cornette got the call from Crockett. Like, Jimmy, you're going to be the number six seed at the Crockett Cup.
And is that the finish?
And Corny goes, six seed, huh? That's it? Yes, sir. And then they just never show up like Austin did that time when he didn't show up to work with Brock because he was like, that's the finish, huh? And he was being sarcastic. Yeah, this was insane. Harper, go ahead, Doc. You were about to say something?
Well, I want to pivot this to another area because I promised you something earlier today about.
Can I play this again one more time for Harper?
Jesus, what? We just heard it.
Yeah.
Harper's not stupid. He's not a mental child.
I thought he wanted me to play it again.
He never said that.
Harper, do you want me to play it again?
I think you want to play it again, and you're just using me as an excuse.
No means no, jackass.
Play it again. I dare you.
There he goes.
Again, instead of seeing us number one in the tournament like they should have, they put us at number six. Who'd they put in front of us? Number five, a couple of slant-eyed Japs. The only problem we'd have with them, when we beat them, we'd have to give them our dry clean and hope it got back before 5 o'clock. Number four, the rock and roll.
All right, there it is. So, okay, now you want to pivot, Doc. You wanted to pivot to, you have something you haven't told me. Is it like a broad logic thing?
No, it's about this. I've got a suggested entry into the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Jesus.
Based on this promo.
Oh, jeez.
I think we need a cosmic fireball put into the Urban Dictionary. And I've got a definition.
Oh, wait, you created a definition for it for Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, I did. I came up with this week. Okay. I think a cosmic fireball would be when you're banging your girl and you pull out, and right as you're about to shoot the rope on her face, you throw a fireball at her.
Right when you're about to fucking nut on her, you fucking put some lighter fluid in your mouth and just...
I don't know what to make of this.
So she's getting a rope shot at her at the same time. Fireball.
This is not funny, dude.
You've been a duck, girl.
This is not funny.
Watch my hair on fire.
It's okay. So I was just checking as Doc was saying that. Urban Dictionary does have a Twitter account. So if you just go to @UrbanDictionary, maybe y'all can submit that to them and tell them they need to add that into Urban Dictionary, and you can credit Doc from BTT when you submit it.
Or if you've got a better definition, DM Mike. Blow up the DMs.
At Urban Dictionary. At Urban Dictionary on Twitter. There you go.
Think about a girl who could take a fireball and a rope at the same time.
That's nice, Doc.
Steve-O used to do when he wore the whole getup.
Like, who used to do?
Steve-O. Didn't he blow fireballs when he came back to WWE?
When he blew the fire out of his mouth, you mean?
Yeah. That's what you got to do, right? When you're nut.
Okay, y'all are over.
I want you down there with the lighter trying to get the flash.
You're like, wait. You're going to kill my concentration.
Because you're trying to time everything, right? That's a lot of moving parts.
What is wrong with y'all?
I hope you don't ball Burley, bitch. Here it comes.
What is wrong with you two? God, this is gross. Jesus.
Yeah, God, like you've
you
never
stay
like
up all night wanted, and think of this?
Like you never wanted to throw a fireball at some broad.
I can't say I've ever wanted to throw a cosmic fireball.
Throw it right there. What the fuck?
What, Hopper? You were breaking up. What the hell did you just say?
That fuck, you just fucking it all of a sudden, right when you're not, you know, the fucking flash paper right in their fucking face.
Cosmic fireball.
Doc, can you stop laughing so the people can hear Hopper? You're like goddamn Beavis and Butthead right now.
Powder fucking in that face.
Throw what?
Powder. Like when they used to throw the powder.
So instead.
Oh, wait, that is a thing. God, what's that called, Doc? When you throw the fucking powder in someone's face.
I don't know about that one.
What do you call it? Like I back in the old
I'm
English
too busy.
Days?
I'm too busy coming up with new ones these days.
When the women used to have their faces white. Oh, God.
No clue what he's talking about.
Oh, get the fuck is that called, man? Like back in the 1700s when the women used to have their faces real, real white.
Are you asking what? Are you trying to say there's an Urban Dictionary term
for
this?
Yes. Okay. I forgot what it was. And then you fuck them, then you throw powder right in their fucking face.
That's nice.
Yeah, listen how angry that was. You told it right there.
Because
face.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Jesus.
He's
going to
wake up. He's going to wake up in the middle of the night. And
I'm going to call up Mike and just say, hey, it was a whatever. And then your wife's like, why is he calling you? He's dude. Just telling me what it means. When you nut and then you throw powder in some chick's face.
This is no joke. Hopper messages me frequently at like 3-4 in the morning, and I don't get it until I get up in the morning or like 2:30, 3 o'clock. I constantly get messages from Hopper. Like he's up all night just looking at random bullshit on Facebook and Twitter, and he then decides to send it to me. Hey, look at this. Like today he sent me. Dude, I don't even know. You sent me like 3 different videos. I was like, oh my God. He will send it at like 3 o'clock in the morning. He'll figure out what he was trying to say. All right. Do we have any broad logic? Anything we got to do before we get out of here?
I don't think so. I think it's time to go home.
I think it is too. So, remember, go to tinyurl.com/BTTPatron and become a patron. We definitely would appreciate it. It is a great way to support the show. Go check out Wildcat Sports. June 23rd, Hopper.
Yeah.
The Shamrock in New Orleans, X-rated. Yep. Tracy Smothers will be there. Hopper, make sure you ask Tracy about coming on the show again for me. I've got his all number. Right. I just don't want to call him and be like, hey, you do it again? If he's cool with it.
You have any questions to ask him?
I mean, I ask him when he's
about
on.
Smoky
I mean,
Mountain stuff?
Yeah. That's all Smoky Mountain shit. I mean, it's been shit, almost a year now since he was on.
Yeah.
So we've gone through a whole nother year of the promotion at this point. So, yeah, yeah.
He knows. He keeps posting it every time we post a show on Facebook.
Yeah, what is that? You ever notice that he posts 93 on there? Every time
Ask him what that means. Ask him why he keeps posting to our website.
No, you're not telling Harper what he does. Harper, when I post the shows on Facebook, he responds, he puts a comment, and he'll put the numbers 93 for 93. Like, Tracy, we know it's 1993. Is there, like, a hidden message in this? So, anyway, yeah, of course, I'd have some questions for him. But June 23rd, Wildcat Sports in New Orleans, 7 p.m. bell time, so be there. Don't miss it. At the Shamrock Bar, X-rated. Don't bring your kids. Like Harper said, leave the little rat bastards at home. There it is.
Yeah.
And thank you to the Hall of Fame patrons, Spy Boy Sports Cap, Disrespectfully Classy, Marky Blassie, JMM7530, at DR1851, Rube1452, Frog Zeppelin, Philip Allen, R. Smith 9000, Big Rich, 945 Sports Beat, Jesse Lucas, Joe Ice, MPRU83, LS, R.E. Miller 39, Justin underscore Andretti, J. Shiny 21, Natural Hacks, Thin Man Within, Slider 91 US, USC 49er Jodger, Gerald Green III, T-Hog 94, SV Padre, Martin Howell 71, Tim Moreci, Coldman 822, Unconvinced Ray, God Bold Unreal. Thanks for being Hall of Fame patrons. And we're going to get out of here now. Harper, hit the tagline and take us home.
Fucking bitch.